In the gospel reading today, we hear about this man who was sitting by the roadside begging, and he is a blind man. And he comes to our Lord and asks to be able to see. The Lord grants him that sight. Most of us are not in that boat. So what we have to be able to do is recognize where there is spiritual blindness within us. And we need to ask our Lord to grant us spiritual insight, to be able to recognize what is true, to be able to recognize what is good and what is right. Now that sounds like a pretty easy thing, but we look at the first reading and suddenly we realize maybe it's not so easy. Because after all these people were doing was being asked to have some pork, or they were asked to be able to go to a gymnasium. Now, understand, the word gymnasium that we use, this wasn't to go and play basketball or go swimming. Let's just say in Greek, the word gymnasium literally means a naked seed. We will leave it at that. You can figure out what it's about. That's why they had to cover over the mark of their circumcision. Who normally would see it unless they're going someplace like that? So again, you begin to recognize that in taking on these Gentile customs, it seemed like a good thing. What could be wrong with this? Everyone else is doing it. Literally, we are told that. All of the Gentiles decided to go along with the king's command. So literally, they could say, everyone is doing it. It must be right, right? I mean, this is America where we decide that we take a poll and the majority say this is the case, then it must be right. What a bunch of trash. We need to be able to see beyond the lies, and we need to be able to see beyond the confusion, because the truth doesn't change. Just because the majority decides that it doesn't want the truth, doesn't mean that the truth is no longer true. Now, what happens if you're going to be persecuted because of the truth? I mean, after all, we are told that anyone who is found with a scroll, anyone who observed the law, was condemned to death. So bring it into modern way. Anyone found with a Bible is going to be condemned to death. Are you going to throw your Bible away? Because after all, it's more expedient not to have the Word of God than to die. It seems to me that the Word of God talks about that and tells us what happens when we die. So therefore, it's not something we ought to be afraid of. But you see, if you look back over the last few years, what have these people been able to do? They've been able to manipulate the people because of fear. It's all they need to do is get us afraid. The terrorists are attacking America. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you might die because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You need to get this shot because you might die from COVID. Have you noticed the latest stuff tells us that there are way more people who've died from the stupid shot than died from COVID? But they don't want you to know that. Besides that, it's too late now anyway. If you already got the stupid thing, you've already got it. It's exactly what they wanted. As long as they could get you afraid, you would do whatever it is that they want. Because when we're afraid, we do stupid things. That's why we have to be able to stay at peace. We have to know the truth. We have to keep the focus on the Lord. And we have to be at peace so that we can think clearly, so that we can have spiritual insight. And so we look at it objectively and you say, well, all right, as we go through this and we hear the story of Eleazar or the mother of the seven sons who are all martyred on the same day, why? because they refused to eat one single bite of pork. I mean, how stupid could they be? No. They were faithful to the law of God. So what seemed rather expedient, perhaps, on the natural level, we look at it and say, no, they were faithful to what God was asking them to do. It didn't seem like that big of a deal, did it? So what are we willing to do? Oh, just deny that Jesus is God. Oh, just deny that Jesus is really in the Eucharist. And you can save your life. Yeah, didn't Jesus talk about that? Whoever saves his life is going to lose it. Is it really expedient? For what? I can live in this world for another couple dozen years. The goal is to get to heaven, not to stay down here as long as we can. As I've told you before, if they give you the opportunity, we should line up to be martyrs, not run away from it. I mean, we don't have a death wish. We don't want to commit suicide or anything. But don't deny the Lord so that you can live in this world for a couple of more years and then go to hell. What good is that going to do you? Oh, boy, you had a couple of more years on earth. Isn't that great? And you lost heaven for it. Is it really worth it? You see, you'll have to look at it beyond the immediate. Remember, the way that the devil operates always is the immediate. This is good for you right now. This is expedient for you right now. This will be fun for you right now. You have to learn to look beyond the immediate. Because we know from the devil's temptations that, yeah, we give into it in the immediate, and then in the long run, it comes back to haunt us. God doesn't promise much in the immediate. He promises us for the future. And in the meantime, just like these heroic Jewish people, he's going to ask for some heroic Catholic people to be able to stand for what's right, to stand for the truth. Are we willing to do that? Because we hear about the rest of the Jewish people who said, oh no, look, we should become like the pagans because, you know, ever since this is, you know, where things are going bad for us. No kidding. Guess what's coming for Catholics? It's not going to be too pleasant. Now, you can say, well, but I've got my business, and yeah, I mean, if I do this, I can keep my business, and I can keep the money coming in. Can't serve God and mammon. Which is it going to be? Well, if I just do this, because after all, I've got my kids, and I've got all this other stuff. If we don't love God with our whole heart and soul and strength, and love God more than everyone else, where are we going to go? See, these are the kinds of things that we're going to have to look at, because this is the direction things are headed. And all of these things, as St. Paul told us, all the things that were written in the Old Testament are written for our instruction, because it's all coming back. Yeah, it'll be in a slightly different context, but it's the same stuff. And the devil is really, really good at lying. He's been doing it since the beginning of the world, and he'll be doing it till the end of the world. That's why we need to know the truth, and that's why we need to be committed to the truth. we have made quite a habit of compromising the truth to get along, to fit in, to be like everyone else. Well, right now, everyone else is going the wrong direction. So do you want to be like everyone else? Jesus told us that the way that leads to perdition is smooth and wide, and many they are who are on it. Everyone else is doing it. But the way that's going to lead to life is rough and narrow, and few they are who are on it. So if you want to fit in, if you want to go with the current, if you want to be with everyone else, just look at what direction they're going and ask yourself if that's where you want to spend eternity. Don't look at the immediate, because the immediate's like, it's a whole lot easier to fit in. It's a whole lot easier to be like everyone else. It's a whole lot easier to be in the group. Look forward a little bit. Ask yourself, if I walk that direction, where am I going to go? And just put it into a practical way. If you wanted to go to the East Coast, but everyone is going west, well, it might be a whole lot easier to go that way. Or maybe from here, everyone's going south because it's winter time coming, and you want to go north. How dumb. I mean, you really want to go north in the wintertime? You might need some snowshoes, and you're going to need a lot of clothes, and you're going to need a lot of stuff. Go south, it's a lot easier. And everyone's doing it. What you're going to do? That's what we're being asked. We want to go to heaven. The majority are going the other way. It's a whole lot easier to do it Satan's way. But then we have to look a little further and ask where it's going to get us. Yeah, the path that's going to lead to heaven is not as easy, and it's not as fun. There aren't very many people on it to fit in with. So what? Because there's only one that we need to fit with, and that's Jesus. And the wonderful thing is, there are thousands and thousands who have walked that path from the beginning of time. We have the cloud of witnesses that St. Paul talks about. We have the communion of saints. We're not alone. Even if it might feel that way, we're never alone. So it's a choice we all have to make. We need to be clear. So just like these people, that where it said, they resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean, and they preferred to die rather than to be defiled, or to profane the holy covenant, and die they did. So we all have to make that choice. It may not be a matter of eating something unclean, because that's not an issue that we've got, but it's still a matter of profaning the holy covenant, choosing to do the will of God or not. That's the question we all have to look at. Do we want to become like the pagans because it's expedient? Or do we want to become like Jesus because he is the only way to eternal life?